I remember house-sitting for a family several summers ago. They would be gone for about 3 weeks and needed someone to just stay there. The owner had a huge house with lots of flowers, both inside and outside. And she said, "I'm to water and care for them every day." There was food in the fridge, a room full of new books waiting to be read, and a quiet space where I could just reflect and relax. And she said, "Invite some friends over and have a party if you want." And I said, "Oh, this is your house." And she said, "No, make yourself at home. It's yours. But remember to water my flowers." It took me a few days, but I finally relaxed and settled in, and the house soon felt like home. I just lived in it and was content. In the scripture that Noah read for us, Jesus is telling us the image of a vineyard and pruning every branch that doesn't bear grapes. Notice it's pruning and not just trimming. Made clean was evidently the right word for this pruning in the vine culture of this ancient world. You see, pruning allows the vine to produce new grapes. Sometimes we all need a little pruning, right? A little encouragement, a little help, taking a look at our life and see what needs to improve, perhaps get closer to the person God intended us to be. The next words from Jesus say, "Live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you." We need each other. A branch can't bear grapes by itself, but has to be joined to the vine. And you and I cannot bear fruit unless we're joined to God. And when we're joined together, great things will happen. The confirmands and teachers and pastors enjoyed an overnight retreat in Wisconsin this past weekend. We went to Williams Bay. The high school youth spent Friday evening at our campfire outside, and we held candles and lit them and said one thing we had learned the past year. Then the wind picked up, and when our flame was extinguished too early, we had to share our light with one another in the circle. We needed each other's light. For when we're on our own, it's much harder to let that light shine. When we're on our own, it's much harder to produce something like love, friendship. Jesus invites us to an abiding love, a love that is committed. He invites us to be joined with God and with one another. Make yourselves at home with me, and my words and my love are at home with you. Our retreat also included some fun. It wasn't all work. We played volleyball, basketball, card games, looked out at the lake. I even saw two girls skipping, laughing. We reflected about what we've learned over the past 2 years, and we wrote a prayer. The prayers that they wrote, I will be sharing with you in a moment. And then the confirmands spent some time Saturday morning answering some questions about what they believe and why. And we told them, this is not a test, just answer honestly, because it's your paper, it's your faith. And so in that paper, I said, one of the questions was, what worries you? What are you concerned about? And they shared what worried them. Family, grandparents who are aging, stress on their parents, relationships, war, evil in the world, racism, classism, lack of respect for others, just to name a few. Some even prayed that they would get confirmed. Well, if you're wearing a white robe, I guess your prayers are answered. I think they're still worried. You are going to be confirmed. So here's what worries me as one of the pastors. And this is for both confirmands and adults. All of you who doubt or have questions about God being there for you. One confirmand courageously said, "If I need God the most, will God be there for me? Have I done enough good for God to be there for me?" And I imagine there are people here, young and old, who also right now wonder that same thought and have that same fear. Am I good enough for God? And the answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes, you are good enough for God. God made you, God loved you, and God says, "You are mine. I have called you by name. You are mine." Jesus said, "When you're joined with me and I with you, the harvest is sure to be abundant. I've loved you the way God has loved me. So make yourselves at home in my love." God will always be there for you, even when life is hard. Even if you're going through illness, sadness, or sorrow. When you think life's not fair and everyone hates you, God is there for you. You don't have to be good enough or smart enough or faithful enough. God says, "You've done enough just by being you and loving me, because I love you back. You didn't choose me. I chose you, and I put you in this world to bear fruit, fruit that will last." So what do you have to do? Just make yourself at home in God's love, and eventually the peace will start to come into your life. Make your home in God just as God does in you. Because God says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. And that's good enough for me. That's good enough for you." Trust that love to be all you need. Just make yourself at home with God. Amen.